For a minute. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I have eyes that see.
I have eyes that see.
I have ears that hear.
I have ears that hear.
And my heart is perceiving.
And my heart is perceiving.
That this is the day.
That this is the day.
Of atonement.
Of atonement.
That is about to take place.
That is about to take place.
I am hearing what your spirit says.
I am hearing what your spirit says.
And I'm believing that this is a divine appointment.
That this is a divine appointment.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise.
A holy convocation.
A holy convocation.
Designed by God.
Designed by God.
For himself.
For himself.
To make sure that his people, that would have a whole year of grace, and favor, when people would obey. And that's why I'm here. In Leviticus chapter 23, verse 26, it says, the Lord said to Moses, the 10th day of this 7th month is the day of atonement. Listen carefully now. Hold a sacred assembly and deny yourselves and present an offering made to the Lord by fire. Do no work on that day because it is the day of atonement. When atonement is made for you before the Lord your God, anyone who does not deny himself on that day must be cut off from his people. Didn't say might, it says must. I will destroy from among his people anyone who does any work on that day. So he's pretty serious. You shall do no work at all. Notice how many times he's repeating himself. This is to be a lasting ordinance, part-time if you're a Jew.
That's a perverted addition.
Well, that's the mental assent that the Jews gave to themselves.
One more time, Leviticus 20.
Leviticus 23, verse 26, and it finishes at 32.
Thank you.
You know, when they lived under the law, this was an ordinance that was kept, and even the Jews that are lightweight today will be meeting, and they will be in their synagogues. Because they're dedicated to honor this particular day. It would also mean that Jesus was honoring his Father on this day. It wasn't a choice. It was an obligation. Plus, his entire family. Now, let's also get one more piece of info. Peter, James, and John would have also, and their families would have honored this day. Also, get a close reality check here. For the first 300 years, all of Christianity, Gentiles and Jews together, would bow their knee to this day. Because it's a sacred assembly. Hold a sacred assembly. Deny yourself and present an offering made to the Lord by fire. What are you and I going to offer tonight? How about your heart? How about the leftovers of the selfishness that's in all of us? The selfish mindsets that are sitting there waiting to be burned if you ask for his fire to come down. How many times has the fire and the wall of fire and the pillar of fire come down on that altar? And people take it lightly. Oh, it's a vision. No, it's not. It's God speaking to you about days like today. And I'm not trying to lay the law down. I'm trying to let you see why you're here. Because if it wasn't for an anointed moment in my life, I would have never started. And if I didn't start, I wouldn't have a history since 1987 of obeying these feasts. Not because I felt it was a good idea. It was a press inside of me that would not quit. And I can remember many times the war in my mind to obey. And then I would approach my pastor at the time, and he would kind of look at me like, oh, I wish he wasn't so damn strange. You know, and I know that I was being strange, but at the same time, I was not allowed by the Lord to give it up. In fact, it cost a lot of hurt to obey. So, let's back it up again. Verse 28. Do no work on that day, because it is a day, or the day of atonement. When atonement is made for you before the Lord your God, anyone who does not deny himself on that day must be cut off from his people. I will destroy from among his people anyone who does any work on that day. You shall do no work at all. This is to be a lasting ordinance, part-time for those who want to be part-time. But it doesn't say that. It says, this is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. Wherever you live. It is a Sabbath of rest for you, and you must deny yourselves from the evening of the ninth day of the month until the following evening. You are to observe your Shabbat. Now, the next level is, of course, about the Feast of Tabernacles, which we will be speaking about next week. There's much more available about this subject. All I can tell you is this. When you obey and you humble yourself and you purpose to do what he's called you to do, it will bring up some darkness. There will be repercussions. The enemy will shout and he'll try to give you any excuse to make this lighter weight than what it really is. And I'm not saying it's a law today, because we're living under grace. However, in 87, what the Lord said to me was, I want you to honor it, but I don't want you to ask for the day off. Because already my schedule was part of what it was, and I was doing my best to obey. And I did take as much time as I could during the feast. But I would say if I did maybe 10% of what God's law required, it was honored by God. You say, well, where did you get your reasoning? The following year. In 1988, the Holy Spirit had impacted enough that he said to me, I want you to take the whole Feast of Tabernacles. And Royal was officiating at the feast in a campground in Oregon. So that young lady over there that's in Oregon, that's where I first had my 1 week of doing absolutely nothing but listening to the Lord and obeying. And a friend of mine who lived in Westfield and I were bunking together. And we lived in this huge campground. It was a Christian campground. And it was right along the edge of a beautiful river. I don't remember the name of the river. But there was a gentleman that had a testimony that would rival anyone that can be, let's say, a stretch of your imagination. His name was Lalo Cadona. He was from northern part of California. He was a farmer, and he barely graduated from high school because his irritation was mathematics. Now, you say, why is that important? Because I met him at this particular week. And I had told Gino I was taking my vacation, and we flew out there. And with four others, I believe, from Massachusetts. Here's what this man started to teach us twice a day at 11 o'clock in the morning, or 10 o'clock in the morning, and then 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The intensity of this man was so unbelievable that I thought I was going to lose my mind. I mean, the pressure, the anointing on him, and the revelation of what God downloaded into him. And I'm just going to synopsize a little bit of what he did. The Holy Spirit said to him one evening, I want you to honor the years of Jubilee. And how many know that the years of Jubilee are every 50 years Israel is to celebrate the year of Jubilee, where everything is restored. So he was sitting on his tractor when the Holy Spirit began to say to him, I'm going to download the mathematics of the 50 years of Jubilee from the beginning of creation to the day. And that was 1988. So for a guy who's not good at math, it had to be a miracle. A few months later, the Lord told him, I want you to go to Israel and make an appointment with the prime minister of that time and to tell him that Israel is to give honor to the 50 years and the 7 year. Every seventh year, there's to be a Sabbath on the land. So a long list of miracles happened. He had no money to go, but he eventually, God provided everything. He ended up using the Egyptian airline and the Italian airline and somebody else. I forgot. Anyway, he says, the Gentile airlines got me to Israel. And he did get to meet with the prime minister. And a few days later, there was an envelope the Lord provided at the airport for him to pay for his ticket, plus enough money to be able to function while he was in Israel. Lalo is a very short man. He reminded me a little bit of my dad. And his demeanor was a farmer. That's all I can tell you. Just a simple, humble man. So now he's going to take a ride to tour the land while he's in Israel after he had his appointment with the prime minister. And the strange thing was, when he was at the embassy in California, they didn't want to talk to him. So he went in the hallway and he started to pray in tongues. And he backed and forth in the hallway praying in tongues, and they heard him in Hebrew. So he waited and waited, and finally one of the ladies said, how come we hear you speaking in Hebrew? We didn't realize that you really meant, you know, to have an appointment with our prime minister. He said, well, I told you I'm in a commission from God. And so they set up the appointment, and the date was set there. And of course, he gets to go, he meets him, and I'm trying to think of the name of the prime minister, and it's not coming to me.
Perez?
Huh?
Shimon Peres?
No.
Menachem Begin?
Menachem Begin. Mm-hmm. So, now he's in the tour bus, riding around the countryside, and he's expecting to see the land in Sabbath. Well, every one of the farms are functioning. So at one point they had a break, and guy said, the tour guide, why is it that, you know, it's the Sabbath year? You're supposed to have this land resting. Oh, he says, all the Jews rent their farm to the Gentiles. They rent their farm to the Gentiles. So they collect the money, and the land doesn't get to rest. Okay? So now he gets back in the bus, and he's praying in the spirit, and he's angry. God, you told me to come here. You told me that, and the prime minister had told him, yes, we do honor, and 7 years, and at 50, we do what the law says. So he says, he goes back, and the assistant gets to talk to him. And so the prime minister doesn't have time. So the assistant says, as we want you to know that 10% of the land does get to rest. So now he's still very angry. And he said to the Lord, wow, you know, you're being very lenient. And the Lord said, I'll honor their 10% until a later date. Okay? This is also saying to me, the year before, when I was taking that time, 10% was about what I was able to give because of my disability of being in resting. I had commitments. I remember being so happy about that. But the download of his numbers was so intense that I thought I was going to lose my mind. I really did think, you know, because it was roughly 4 to 5 hours every day, and we were there for a week. And finally, I said to the Lord, I can't go anymore. And so I went down by the river, and I told my friends I was going to be just taking a walk because my head was not able to handle. So there was a bunch of rocks, and then there was this big, big stone in the middle of the river. And I heard, jump from rock to rock and go sit on that big stone. Now, the stone was probably close to double the size of this carpet. And it was right in the middle of the river. So I sat there and I prayed in the spirit, trying to just let the water and the calm of nature just let my brain come back a little bit. I didn't know about the demonic garbage that was still in me or in my irritation. I didn't realize that I was irritating the darkness to that degree by listening to what this man had to say. As I sat there, and I don't know how long I sat there, all of a sudden I turn around and there's this incredible river. It must have been at least 50 to 60 feet wide. And I would say probably 7 to 15 feet deep in some places. And the trees are on both sides. It's absolutely gorgeous. And all of a sudden, I see this bird heading right towards me, and I'm thinking, I'm the fish. He's about to have lunch, and he's going to have me for lunch. It was a huge eagle. His wingspan, I would say, was roughly 6-7 feet wide, and he swooped over me within inches of my head. And now everything in me is vibrating. And I said, Lord, I thought I was going to recover. What are you doing to me? Because again, you're feeling all it's about me. It's about me at this point. It's how am I going to survive? Again, he reminded me, I'm going to give you as much as you can take, but I'm also going to expand you. And he's been doing it ever since. I have not missed taking time off for the feast since 88. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. Wherever you live, it is a Sabbath rest, for you, and you must deny yourself, From the evening of the ninth day of the month until the following evening, you are to observe your Shabbat, or your Sabbath. So this is what I want you to do right now. I want you to just take your right hand and put it over your heart and say, Lord Jesus, I thank you that if Israel can take 10%, and you can survive on that, I don't know what I can give, but I'll do my best to honor this Shabbat unto this day that you have called holy to you. It is the day where I can repent and ask you to adjust me according to your perfect plan for me. Because I know you're working on my heart. And you're wanting my heart to be free. So I'm asking for the fire to be burning up all the chaff that's left in me, including the competitive things that keep me busy when I should take time to rest. I give you praise for your instructions, because this is the day of atonement, where I can adjust my commission to you as your son and your daughter, as you have purposed by your Holy Spirit to regenerate me in this season of the feast. And it starts now. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I'm making room for the fire.
Abba Shari.